From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies explaining the basic teachings of each of the books in the New Testament, currently dealing with the brief epistle of Jude. Written by the half-brother of the Lord Jesus Christ, this epistle is devoted to warning the church about the danger of apostasy. The New Testament church was still in its infancy when various individuals and movements arose who sought either to add to or to subtract from the essential message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In those early days, it was groups like the Judaizers and the Gnostics who were the purveyors of error. The passage of centuries has seen other apostates rear their ugly heads, such as those who would deny the inerrancy of Scripture, or those who would take the church back into apostate Romanism. Jude's message still sounds a clarion call. Apostasy is to be exposed and resisted in whatever form it may take. In setting the stage for his attack on apostasy, Jude takes time to define the faith once for all delivered unto the saints. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue this message entitled The Abomination of Apostasy. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled Child Chastisement Not Forever. The text is found in 1 Kings chapter 11 and verse 39. And I will for this afflict the seed of David, but not forever. In the family of grace there is discipline, and that discipline is severe enough to make it an evil and a bitter thing to sin. Solomon, turned aside by his foreign wives, had set up other gods, and grievously provoked the God of his father. Therefore 10 parts out of 12 of the kingdom were rent away and set up as a rival state. This was a sore affliction to the house of David, and it came upon that dynasty distinctly from the hand of God, as the result of unholy conduct. The Lord will chasten his best beloved servants if they cease from full obedience to his laws. Perhaps at this very hour such chastening is upon us. Let us humbly cry, O Lord, show me wherefore thou contendest with me. What a sweet saving clause is that, but not forever. The punishment of sin is everlasting, but the fatherly chastisement of it in a child of God is but for a season. The sickness, the poverty, the depression of spirit will pass away when they have had their intended effect. Remember, we are not under law, but under grace. The rod may make us smart, but the sword shall not make us die. Our present grief is meant to bring us to repentance, that we may not be destroyed with the wicked.
Search me and prove if I am indeed a
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. All of these video clips have been available on the LTBS radio website, but we are now making available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of it free of charge simply by requesting it. You may email ltbs at freepres.org, that's ltbs at freepres.org, or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. Ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns.
I think it would be obvious that at this point, at least, Jude was laboring in Israel, and his great burden was to write mainly to the Jewish believers. It's obvious that he was greatly alarmed. He was alarmed at the intrusion of apostates into the church, even in those early days. Peter had already written to warn of this apostasy, and now Jude follows up and takes this warning one stage further. Now, Jude tells us here that he had intended, I don't know exactly what happened in the meantime, but he had intended to write a very different sort of letter. You see, preaching an apostasy is not really the joy of any good preacher's heart. It's much nicer to preach on justifying grace, on the glories of the offices of the Lord Jesus Christ, and other great central themes of the gospel. And that's what Jude had intended to do. He puts it very bluntly. He says, When it says here, I gave all diligence, in verse 3, he was saying simply, using all diligence, I intended to write to you about the common salvation. I wanted to write to you a treatise about the great salvation we have in Jesus Christ. But it became necessary for me to write to you and to exhort you to contend earnestly for the faith with all the energy of your soul to battle for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So here then is his theme. And of course this is the way we're treating these epistles these Sunday mornings. We're not taking an analysis, we're not going to give a commentary, we're simply taking the great heart of the message, the theme, and working it out. Here's the theme. Jude is saying God's people have a great salvation. That great salvation is set forth in what he calls the faith, once for all delivered to the saints. The greatest danger to that faith comes not from the outside, but from the inside. It comes from apostates who have professed this faith, but now seek to corrupt this faith while seeking to remain among God's people. Jude makes it clear that God is against the apostates, and God will have no mercy on the apostates. And therefore, God's people, likewise, should expose and oppose these same apostates. Now, that doesn't sound very loving. And in this ecumenical age, when we are told that to be Christian, you've got to love everything and love everybody indiscriminately, it doesn't sound very Christian. But then let's understand that Jude's definition of Christianity was the right one. The modern definition is the wrong one. And this is loving. If you love the Lord, then you will say with David, the man after God's own heart, have I not hated God's enemies with a perfect hatred? Can I love God and yet love that which God hates? Can I love Christ and yet be willing to go along with that which puts him to an open shame? No. God is against apostates, and so must his people be. So today, I want us to take the central message of Jude. I'll call it simply the answer, God's answer to the abominations of apostasy. Now, keep in mind that Jude has two great notes to his message. He's going to sound these notes throughout this epistle. Number one, salvation. That's what he really wanted to write about. Salvation in Christ. And then secondly, apostasy from Christ. The apostasy that seeks to corrupt the faith. And so as he sets out, he expounds the faith and he exposes the threat that apostasy poses to it. So let's start with the faith defined here. Now I'm going to be as brief as I can, because just about 1 year ago exactly, I preached on Jude verse 3 and took some time in setting forth Jude's exposition of the faith. But for completeness today, I at least must retrace some of those steps. The faith defined. Let's notice some of his terms here. In verse 3, he speaks of writing about the common salvation and exhorting also that they should earnestly contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. The faith once delivered to the saints. Notice its connection with the common salvation. This is saving faith that he's talking about. He's talking about the message that brings salvation. In verse 20, he calls it your most holy faith. This then is the sacred faith. Now let's understand what Jude is contending for. Jude is not contending for denominational distinctives. Jude is not contending for some private opinions. Jude is not contending for some minor doctrine. Jude is not dealing with things on the periphery of the great gospel of truth. No, he is coming now to the very heart of the gospel. He's dealing with the faith that is necessary to the common salvation. He is dealing with the faith that is sacred to the heart of God. That is what he's talking about throughout this epistle. Now, when you think of all the other terms that he brings into connection with this faith, you'll understand something of the gospel that Jude is defining and preaching. As I've said in verse 3, he speaks of the common salvation. In verse 21, he speaks of the love of God, the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, and life eternal. In verse 23, he speaks of escaping from the fire. And in verse 24, he speaks of being kept and presented before the presence of God's glory with exceeding joy. Now then, here is the gospel that Jude is defining. Here is the faith defined. It's the message of God. Let's understand that. It comes with a divine and heavenly origin and authority. It's the message of God. The faith is not what was defined by the Westminster Assembly of Divines. What they defined is eminently biblical. But it's not right because it's Presbyterian or Puritan or Reformed or Protestant. It's right insofar as it's biblical. The faith is not what this church says it is. This church is only correct insofar as it defines what God says in His Word. First and foremost, then, this is a divine message. When men and women hear the gospel, it is imperative that they understand they are dealing not with men, but with God. They're dealing not with a church, but with Christ. They're dealing not with something temporal, but something eternal. It's vitally important for you this morning, if you're in this meeting as an unsaved man or woman, to know that the gospel which I preach unto you is not of man. It doesn't come from man. It is not presented with the authority of man. It comes from God. You will stand responsible and answerable before God for what you do with the message of God. It's a divine message. It's a message about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll go into that a little more fully in a moment. a message about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he is actually spoken of as the Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a message about the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, the mercy, as Jude puts it, of the Lord Jesus Christ. The favor of God exhibited in all that Jesus Christ did for us in his life, in his death, and in his resurrection. By this message alone, God gives sinners salvation. Salvation from sin's awful penalty, the eternal fire that is spoken of. Salvation that brings them into the joy of eternal life, now experienced and forever experienced in the presence of God throughout eternity. Here then is the gospel about the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom alone God brings sinners into salvation, the experience of eternal life, deliverance from the fire, and deliverance into the joy of God's presence forever. That is the gospel. That's the very heart of the message here. Now, at the center of this gospel is the faith. Now, I emphasize that because while the word faith here is used, to use the technical term, objectively, it's used to describe the body of doctrine that is to be believed. Nonetheless, the term faith can never be used without drawing our attention to the truth that this gospel is to be believed. Jesus Christ is received not by works but by faith. Jesus Christ is received as Savior, not by merit of yours, not by effort of yours, not by payment, but by faith. This is the faith of the gospel. And at the heart of this faith of the gospel is the glorious truth that I have already alluded to in verse 4, and I want you to emphasize this, that Jesus Christ is God the Lord. I'm emphasizing that because apostasy, as we'll see, always focuses its attack upon that great central truth. Verse 4 is one of the most important verses in the New Testament as to its testimony to the person of Christ. The last line speaks of the apostates denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. The construction of Jude's language is that Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the Lord God. Denying the only Master, our Lord and our God, Jesus Christ. That's what Jude is saying. Let's get this testimony then to his person. The word master I use because it's the word despot. It's the word ruler. Sovereign of all creation. The only ruler in all creation. The only master is our God and our Lord, Jesus Christ. That's the person who is at the heart of the gospel. That's the person who is revealed in this faith, the Son of the Father. Verse 1 speaks of God the Father. Here we are dealing with the Father's Son, who is truly God, and yet obviously is truly man, the Master, the God, the Lord, the Savior, Jesus Christ.
You You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.